Okay, so we are learning Avodah Zarah Daf Vav Amid Beis. And the Gemara had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about if a person does business within the 3 days of the festival, is it going to be usur to get benefit or not? Did Chazal impose a knas? And we also pointed out that there's a machlokas harishonim, how we paskin. The Balei HaTosis paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. However, Rambam and Rif paskin like Reish Lakish. That's basically what we pointed out last time. And then the Gemara brings a braisa, Tanya Kavasi de Reish Lakish. This is one of the reasons why we think that we pass like Reish Lakish. Kisha Amru Asur Lases Velasasi Mahem. Lo asru ella b'davar ha-miskayim. Avo b'davar she'eno miskayim, lo. V'afilu b'davar ha-miskayim, nasa v'nasan, mutar. So the proof to Reish Lakish is the last line, that even if it's a davar ha-miskayim, if I did business, it's going to be mutar. But this line, the previous line, is interesting. Kisha Amri, when Chazal say that you're not allowed to do business with them, they only forbade lo asu elo davar hamiskayim, avar davar she'enu miskayim lo. How do we translate that line? B'davar she'enu miskayim lo. What's the halacha b'davar she'enu miskayim? Shani?
She'enu miskayim, like something that, like if you're going to give them food and it won't be like...
You'll give them food and it's not going to make it to the festival. So therefore, the guy won't be happy on the festival because the guy bought a banana, and as everybody knows, bananas go brown after a couple of days, right? So you're not going to be happy on the festival with the banana that you bought 2 days beforehand. So davar she'enu miskayim, lo. That means that davar she'enu miskayim, you're allowed to sell them, right?
Yeah.
What about buying from them? What about buying from them? Does it say in this braisa?
No.
So what should the halacha be if we would be logically consistent? What should the halacha be about buying from goyim? Talia?
Usur, because you're giving them money that they'll then use to buy an animal.
So, usur in which case?
If money is the
money is miskayim. So therefore, if I buy from the goy, it's usur whether the item that I purchase is miskayim or eino miskayim, because push comes to shove, the guy got money, and money is miskayim. Right? Who says like you? That's the Rambam. Right? The Rambam writes in Perek Tes of Avodah Zarah, somewhere. The Rambam writes in Perek Tes of Avodah Zarah, Halacha Aleph. Zap the Rambam, that 3 days before the festival, you can't buy from the goyim, and you're not allowed to sell them a davar hamiskayim. Meaning, you can't buy from them anything, says the Rambam. And you're not allowed to sell them a davar hamiskayim. And the Hezber of the Rambam, as the Kesef Mishnah over here explains, and the Ran has this on Daf Aleph, Amar Aleph, Bedape Harif, is that I'm giving the guy, if I buy, that means I give the guy money, and the money that I give the guy is Davar HaMiskayim. And that's the sheet of the Rambam, and what's unusual over here is that the Rambam is going with the position of the Gaonim. Generally speaking, as Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik notes in his article, the Rambam tried to knock halacha off its gaonic moorings. I think that's his nasach. But in this case, the Rambam and the gaonim agree. However, the Ran points out on Daf Aleph, Bidape Harif, and that Rashi disagrees. Right? Look at Rashi, Yubbeis on Mubbeis, the last Rashi in the Mishnah. I'm trying to get the Mara Makomas to be more streamlined so that you can, like, follow along, because somebody gave me Musar, or some of yous gave me Musar, that, like, it's better to have Makoros that are more organized. So the last Rashi in the Mishnah on Yudbeis Amid Beis, the Rashi writes, L'mizvan minayhu davar hamiskayim shari distam mocher otsevhu. Rashi says that I'm allowed to buy a davar hamiskayim from a goy because the seller of a davar hamiskayim is sad. You see, Rashi is first of all making an assumption that I am selling something which I would use. If I am a seller who's in business of selling, so mistama, I'm happy whatever I sell, no? But if I am someone who is selling my own household items, so, right, why do people sell stuff? People only sell stuff. You know that you're afka hakdat service financially if you end up selling off your home goods because you need to earn money. That's a good sign that you're in financial distress. Now, if I sell a davar she'eino miskayim, so I'm very happy to unload my bananas because they'll go bad anyway. But if I'm selling my boat, I'm selling my iPhone or whatever, so stam mocher atzevu. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi or like the Rambam. So I don't think I gave you the Marimakam over here. Look in Yerideya, Simin Kuf Mem Ches Sif Aleph. So the Mechaber writes, 3 days before the festival, Osir Likach Mehem, Vilim Karlahem, Dovar Hamiskayim. I'm not allowed to sell a Dovar Hamiskayim to them. I cannot buy from them. And I cannot sell from them a davar hamiskayim, umutar limkar lahem davar she'eino miskayim. So is that the lashon of the Rambam or Rashi?
Oh.
Rambam. Which makes sense, because the Mechaber wrote Shulchan Aruch basically by doing what we call a Microsoft Word lashon, cutting and pasting. No? The Rambam's expression is cut and pasted. And the Gain over here in Os Aleph quotes, but Rashi disagrees with this whole thing. Right, so basically, halacha lemaisa, it seems like the Mechaber is paskening straight up like the Rambam. And, okay, so far so good. Hello, Michal, how are you?
Hi, good. Why doesn't the Rambam mention She'ela?
Why did the Rambam not mention She'ela? I don't think I even noticed that. It says, Asur lahashil v'lash'ol. That's not in the Rambam. The Mechaber has that.
Yeah, I think it's in the Rambam.
I do not know.
It's not in there, right?
What? The Rambam does not have She'ela.
Okay,
the Mechaber has She'ela. The Rambam doesn't. We have to do research as to why the Rambam leaves us out. Okay. I don't know. We'll have to look into it. Please write that Ha'ara down and we'll try to look into it as time goes on. Okay. So that's the first point that we wanted to make in this Gemara. Let's go weiter. Tani Rav Zvid, Davar She'eino Miskayim Mocher Lohem, Avo Ein Lokchen Mehem. You're not allowed to buy a Davar She'eino Miskayim because they will not, because the guy will be happy, so therefore I cannot buy a Davar She'eino Miskayim. I'll make the guy happy. Next Gemara. Hahu Mina'a, we know this Gemara already from Taisus on Beis, that there's a certain, how did we translate Min?
Early Christian,
good. So there's a min who sends a dinara kisarna'a to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. How do we understand dinara kisarna'a?
A new coin.
What do you mean by new? 2017?
Yeah, fancy new coin.
So fancy new coin. In other words, the government constantly parcels the old coins. And whenever there's a new king, they tell you you can't use the coins of the old king. So they send Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Who is Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, by the way?
Grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya.
Very good. So he sent Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya a coin on the festival. So Reish Lakish is in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Omar, he said, right, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said, what should I do? Hei chiyavid, ashgalei, asur moda. If I take it, the guy will be moda. Lo ashgalei, if I don't take it, havyalei eva. the guy will be upset. So Reish Lakish says, listen, I have an idea for you. Tol uzroko so lebar befunov. Take it and throw it into the pit. So then Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya says, but what do you mean? Kosher came to have you like Eva. He'll get even more upset, right? You give someone a gift and they throw it in the garbage. Right? That gets them very upset. So he says, oh, kil achayat hu dekamino. What I mean is that you should do it backhanded so the guy won't notice that you're throwing it away. Ad kan divrei hagemara. Now, when we learned in our youth, in the Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph, so we discussed whether Eva is a matir or not, and that's the big issue that comes up here in the Gemara. And we noted that although the Tosfos on Beis says that Eva is not a matir, and maybe we can learn our Gemara just that it's usur to cause Eva for a guy, but the Rosh paskins lahalocha that Eva is a matir, and in Yeridei Kuf Memches we say that one of the heterim to do business with the goyim is because of Eva. Right, that's the way we put this sugya together then. Now, the Rambam is difficult on our Gemara. Remember, Judaism is this wonderful religion, and then Maimonides was born and he created all the problems. Right? How's the Rambam difficult here? Who noticed a Rambam that does not sound like this Gemara? Or, again, the Gemara says that the goy... Huh? Leah, you're having too much fun.
Sorry.
It's against the rules, right? Torah is serious. We're not allowed to have any fun. But the Gemara says that a goy sent a dinar to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya...
Oh, I just remembered that you should take it and that you should wait if there's a chashash of Eva. I guess you should like wait to see if they're an akum or not, and then like whether or not you should be nanah from it, you should wait to see if they're akum.
Zuck the Rambam. If there's a concern of Eva, what you do is that you take the coin and you don't get any hana'ah until you find out that the guy is not an over avodah zarah.
Okay, but I have a question.
Meaning, just don't benefit from the coin. If you know the guy's not over the avodah zarah, then you can't get benefit from the coin. As I state in Rambam. Yes.
Okay. How are we defining hana'ah? Because if we're saying, like,
but in other words, if I don't use the coin, the hana'ah I get from a coin is,
yeah, but how is the guy going to know whether or not I use my coin? Like, then, oh, then he'll know 3 weeks later that I used it 17 days, you know what I mean? And then
seems like
he'll be,
but remember,
like,
this Gemara is talking about Yom Edo. Yom Edo, we paskin that even according to the Mekilim, you're not allowed to get Hana'ah from business that was done Yom Edo, so he can't benefit from the coin. So he's not allowed to buy a phone with this coin, because that would be Hana'ah from the coin.
Why would you say that? Seems like, okay, so just accept it and don't use it. Why is the problem seem to be accepting it in the first place?
Right.
So,
because it's an
so the Rambam, that is the difficulty in the Rambam. The Gemara says, basically, don't take the coin. No? The Gemara says, chuck the coin into the river. And the Rambam says, accept the coin and don't use the coin. Right? Isn't that what the Rambam writes?
Yeah.
Note will be fun of the Eino Nenebo. So the Shverkait in the Rambam is, how come the Rambam says something against the Gemara? And the Kesef Mishnah already jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels and says, I don't know why the Rambam is doing this. The Gemara says you have to be Zarko Kel Achar Yad, and the Rambam does not mention any of this. Lefikach yish letmoa rabbeinu shesasam v'kosav shelo yehenebo v'lo piri shetzorach la'abdo b'fonov. Right? It's a difficult. Rambam says the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam doesn't say that you have to destroy the coin. Okay. So, this issue was already raised by many of the Mefarshim, and the Taz over here in Sifkatin Hay. Where is it? Oh, right, the Taz in Kuf Mem Ches Sifkatin Hay. The Taz raised this question on the Rambam, and the Taz has a suggestion that what? Any of you saw the Taz? You don't have a there's no bar in front of you. The Gemara's case is when there's a pit. But let's say there's no pit. Right? It's not Parshas Toldos. They're not digging pits. So if there's no pit, what are you going to do? So therefore the Rambam says, don't get any benefit from it. Now, The Taz then says that this is exactly what the Torah means, and then when the Torah says that you shouldn't get hanah from the coin, the Torah and the Rambam are really all saying the same thing, and everything is just Jim Dandy. That's what the Taz comments. But it still is a little bit difficult where on earth the Rambam gets it. The Gemara says, throw it backhandedly. The Gemara makes a big deal about this. Right? The whole back and forth between Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yehuda, and Nasiya is, do you throw the coin backhandedly or not? Will that insult the goy more or not? And yet, the Rambam, for some reason, just skirts the whole thing and says, don't get any hanah. So this is a question. Hi.
I kind of don't see it so much as a question because he specifically said that you can accept it in front of his face because of Ava, and then after that, derive no benefit. So it's kind of like backhanded in front of him, accept it.
But it's not backhanded. Backhanded, the Gemara makes a whole big deal. This, for the Rambam, what I do is I take the coin, I put it in my pocket, and I just never use the coin.
No, then you throw it out when you're not in front of him anymore.
Maybe, but I should add that we sort of didn't read the complete Taz. But what the Taz, I think, is saying is that the word befunov means that you make a face when the guy gives you the coin. Right? The same one that demonstrates. Right? You make a face. What is that?
How do you question that?
Huh?
Do you ask a question? Oh, if the whole point is that we're trying to circumvent Ava.
So how does making the face... Okay. So apparently... The eva that the goy would have is if you don't get hana'a from his coin, if you throw it out. But if I'm not happy with a gift, people have given me gifts in my lifetime that I'm not happy with. So I'm not happy with it. Like, you got me that safer? You don't think I own Revolver already? Like, what's going on? Right? So I'm not happy with the gift, but you don't get offended because, okay, you just didn't realize that he owns Revolver. Right? It's not... In other words, Ava means that I'm going to insult the guy. In this case, I'm demonstrating that I'm not happy. My lack of happiness won't insult the guy. It insults the guy if I throw it away. That shows I'm telling him, take your Toyotas, whatever. Right? That's very different than... Hi, Michal.
Hi, I have a question on the Rambam.
Okay.
We had seen, at least in the sugya of Ava, that the fact that Reish Lakish tells him to take the coin and throw it klahar yad doesn't mean that Ava. Yeah.
With entices or the rush, right? We pointed out.
Similar to here, right? Like, if you hadn't been able to throw it in the board klahar yad, it's not clear from the end of the gemara that you wouldn't be able to take the coin.
Right, so it's not at all clear from the Gemara that you can get hanah from the coin at all. The Gemara says, I throw the coin away, kol achar yad. The person who says that I'm allowed to keep the coin is the Rush. Right, the Taz over here quotes from the Rush. And I think we saw this Rush way back when in our youth. The Rush argues that you see from our Gemara, and this is the Lashon of the... The Rush writes that had he not been able to alma ilo matzil ishtemute, if you can't get away with this backhanded thing, so have a shakil, he would have taken the coin. Now, we're bothered with the Rush, where did the Rush see that in the Gemara? But the Rush apparently feels that he would have taken it anyway, and the Rambam is learning the Gemara that way.
Isn't that the same logic? That's what I'm saying.
It's the same type of logic that Ava would be a matir.
The Rush and Rambam,
correct. I agree. The Rambam holds that Ava's a matir. The Rambam and the Rush both hold that Ava's a matir, but still, the question as to where you get this from the Gemara is somewhat troubling.
Doesn't the Gemara talk about Ava, though? Like, by backhandedly accept,
So the Gemara says, throw it away backhandedly so that there should not be Ava.
Exactly, so they're recognizing that Ava should be used in a situation.
No, but I could learn this Gemara one of two ways. I could learn the Gemara, I throw it away backhandedly, so that I do not cause Ava to the guy. If I throw it away with a forearm, then the guy would have more Ava. If I throw it away backhanded, so then the guy doesn't have Ava.
So there are acknowledging that Ava should play a role in the situation.
Ava certainly plays a role, but does Ava play a role that it's usher to cause Ava? Or does Ava play a role that because the guy would have Ava, it becomes mutter? Both the Rambam and the Rush learn that when it would cause Ava, it would be mutter.
Right.
Now the Taz has his Shita within the Rambam, but I think we can understand the Rambam in a different way. And I saw this idea in the Sefer Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel in Avodah Zarah argues as follows, that maybe the Rambam learns like the Rif. Like the Ritva. I'm getting senile, my old age. So maybe the Rambam holds like the Ritva. You see, the Gemara is talking about a guy who gives a gift to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is an Adam Chashav. Right? The Gemara in Kedushin says that an Adam Chashav, when the Adam Chashav receives something, the Adam Chashav is giving you the gratitude that he or she took it. Correct?
Yes.
But I always want, I told you about this, when I was about to get married, I wanted to have like a very lumdusha wedding and to be mekadesh my wife with like kelev ratzach areha or something like that, and to be mechabed one of my friends to be the kelev. I had like this whole elaborate plan, but my wife thought I was crazy, and she's not wrong. You could have very lumdusha weddings. No, you could have a wedding in theory that the woman, like, this would be the ultimate in egalitarian weddings, that the woman gives the kesef kedushin to the husband because the husband is such an adam chashev who never received gifts, right? So how does it go? If she gives it to him and he never takes it, she is getting something that he accepted the kedushin from her. She just got something. She got the tremendous hana'ah that this fellow who never accepts gifts just accepted it. Right? Wouldn't that be amazing? Hey, this is like this is the new.
Yeah, but what determines what makes someone an Adam
Chashev?
Like,
so an Adam Chashev is somebody who believes in Sonei Matanos Yechia as a lifelong principle. A person who never takes gifts and decides only to accept the gift from you. So that would be an Adam Chashev. And this Gemara is working something along the lines of Adam Chashev we saw, or we'll see in a few minutes, that part of the idea of the Gemara is that the Goy is happy that the Jew receives something from him. What's so funny? This one.
Oh, you're just having too much fun again.
Okay. Again, you can't quote me as like saying that the... But it's a Gemara condition, Daf Zayin, no? Adam Chashev, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
I think the other Shirim Yishi over here are learning Kedushin this year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right, so, Adam Chashev. Did they get to Daf Zayin?
No.
Not even close, right? Okay, there you have it.
We're almost there.
Yeah, we're almost there. Next year it's going to be in Daf Zayin, Mirtz Hashem. Now, the point is that if Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is an Adam Chashev, so Yesh La'ayin, what would happen if it's not an Adam Chashev? You could learn this Gemara in one of two ways. The Ritva learns the Gemara, Tol v'zarko l'bar b'fanov, says the Ritva, that even though you're allowed to take it, mishum eva, but for a gavra rabba, you're not supposed to take it. You see, an adam chashov, a gavra rabba, has to live up to a higher standard. Zak the Ritva, eva would be matirit for everybody. This is the way he learns the Gemara. However, what the Gemara is saying is that you, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, you're an Adam Chashev, you shouldn't take it. No? You, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, should not take it because you're very Chashev, so therefore you have to throw it in a backhanded way. Mi'iri learns the Gemara differently. I was going crazy when I came tonight. I didn't see the Mi'iri on the shelf. So then I go to look for the Rambam, and someone had the Mi'iri on the Rambam shelf. So, who would guess, right? Okay, these are the things that make me nuts. But the Mi'iri writes on this Gemara, Kishem shahamasa umatan aser, Kach aser la adam chashuv lekabel doron biyamim elu. Mitok shehu nehene al shekibla holeichu moda. Says the Ritva, for anybody else besides an adam chashuv like Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, you're allowed to take it. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is not allowed to take it. Right? So again, so the Ritva is saying that because Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is an adam chashuv, that's why he has to get rid of it. And everybody else would be allowed to take it and not have to get rid of it. The Me'iri is saying that the only iser to take it is for an adam chashuv. Right? It's a very different pshat than the Ritva. No? The Ritva is basically saying that no one's allowed to get hana'a from it. No one should take it. But only the Adam Chashuv has to get rid of it. Because it's a pasnish to hold on to it. So throw it away. But the Me'iri is saying everybody else would be allowed to take it l'chatchila. And only the Adam Chashuv should not take it.
So that explains the Rambam.
What? So now, how this can help us with the Rambam, no? You see, let's just go slowly. If the Ritva is correct, so what the Ritva is saying is that no one's supposed to take it. If you took it, don't get Hana'a from it. Only an Adam Chashuv has to throw it away. But the Rambam, when he writes his halacha text, the Rambam is writing his halacha text for the average Jim and the average Jane. And the Rambam's halacha text is not for an Adam Chashuv. No? If you're the Rambam, you write halacha for everybody.
But the Rambam always mentions that there's like Minhag Chasidu or something for Adam Chashuv. He always goes a step further.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe sometimes that always
ends. So I'm going to bring you three proofs that you're wrong.
Okay.
Okay? And that's going to be the big yesod over here. The Rambam ignores dinim of Adam Chashuv and Mesachas Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam learns the Gemara, again, like the Ritva, says the Beis Shmuel, that everybody else is not supposed to take it. If you take it, don't get Hana'a from it. There's a special halacha that the Adam Chashuv cannot even create the appearance of impropriety, so the Adam Chashuv has to throw it away. But the Rambam doesn't tell me that halacha. The Me'iri would say that everybody else is allowed to take it entirely. The Rambam is clearly not like the Me'iri, but the Rambam might be like the Ritva. Now, how do I know that the Rambam does not have dinim of Adam Chashuv? That I'll tell you in 2 minutes if you're nice. Yeah.
But doesn't Me'iri say anything about, he says that you're allowed to take it, but doesn't say that you're allowed to get Hana'a from it?
The Me'iri would say that a non-Adam Chashuv is allowed to get Hana'a. The din is only that an Adam Chashuv is not supposed to get Hana'a.
Yeah, but maybe it's just talking about taking it and not getting
hana. An Adam Chashuv can't get it, mitoch shehu nene, implying that a non-Adam Chashuv can take it and can get hana'a. Again, I think this is a correct read of the Me'iri. Yeah, I mean, if you want to take a look, and I think that's what the Me'iri is saying. Now, Adam Chashuv, there was a professor who used to teach Gemara in Revel in the summers. I think he's still around. Dr. Sternberg, I can't remember his name, but there's a dissertation that he wrote on Avodah Zarah about the principle of Adam Chashuv in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Adam Chashuv appears in a few different Gemaras. Nirlafi Anias Daiti, that never does the Rambam quote the din of Adam Chashuv. Ready? Let's look at Dav Ches Amid Beis.
Does he not quote it just in Avodah Zarah or other places?
It's something about Avodah Zarah that the Rambam doesn't quote Adam Chashuv. If you want to see every citation in Shas of Adam Chashuv, so you know Reb Kiva Eger in the Gilyan HaShas, the first time a big sugya appears, gives you all the references. So in Brachas Yud Tes, Reb Kiva Eger gives you all the references in Shas for Adam Chashuv Shaini. Of those references in Shas, Some of them are in the Rambam, but those in Avodah Zarah are not. Halo davar hu, right? Again, you have to really think this through, why this would be true. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Ches Amid Beis basically tells us that there's an iser for a Jew to go to a wedding of a goy. And you're not even supposed to go to a party that a goy makes in honor of a wedding. Because at wedding parties, goyim are likely to thank their deities. That's Avodah Zarah Daf Ches. And what's interesting is, the Gemara uses the same breakdown that we know from Hilchos Avelos and that we know from the Gemara at the beginning of Ksubis of Shiva Shleishim and Yud Beis Chodesh. Right? During 7 days, every party is usher, avoid at all costs. During Shloshim, parties are usher. During Yud Beis Chodesh, it's going to be usher if they mention that they're doing it l'shem the wedding. Right?
Yesh derech.
Toda. But the yesod that the Rambam is developing over here is that Adam Choshev never makes it into Mishneh Torah. Rambam is writing Mishneh Torah for average Joes and Janes. So let's look at Daf Ches in Avodah Zarah. How long is considered the wedding? So the Gemara says, until 12 months. Ume'ikara me'emas aser. Before the chasana, when is a party considered a party l'shem the chasana? It's like 6-7 lines on the top of Ches Amid Beis. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papish, made the Rava m'chi ramusari basinti. When they put barley into the flower pots, apparently they would serve beer at all good weddings. In like Haredi weddings, ad hayom hazeh, like beer is the drink of preference, no? You know what I'm talking about? Probably not. But they would plant beer, bedavka, plant barley to make beer, bedavka for the weddings. Fine. After 12 months, it's mutter. So frekti gemar, l'basa treisa yachashayta, shari. V'harav yitzchak, breda ha-mishar, shia ikla lebe ha-hu oive kuchob, and l'basa treisa yachashayta, v'shame da'ode, upirish v'lo achal. Frekti gemar, but Reb Yitzchak, the son of Mishar Shia, goes to a goy's house, and it's 12 months after the chasana, and Reb Yitzchak doesn't eat anything, because he hears that they're thanking the deities. After 12 months, it shouldn't be a concern anymore. So Gemara says, no, shiny Reb Yitzchak Breid Rav Mishar Shia, because he is an Adam Choshev Hu. Reb Yitzchak Breid Rav Mishar Shia is different because he's an Adam Choshev. And an Adam Choshev, even after 12 months, should not go to a wedding feast. Azoy Shtei in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches Amid Beis. Rush, Rif, and Rambam never quote this din of Adam Choshev. This Gemara does not make it to the Rush, Rif, and Rambam. They quote a Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Tes Bav, but the Rambam in Tes Halacha Tes Bav does not say that for an Adam Choshev it's Aser. The Rambam Tes Tes Bav just says the din of Shiva, Shloshim, and Yud Beis Chodesh. It doesn't say that for an Adam Choshev it's Aser even after Yud Beis Chodesh. It never makes it to Rambam. Similarly, the Gemara on Chaf Ches Amid Aleph has a din of Adam Choshev, which also does not make it into the Rambam. One second. But by the way, if you look on Ches Amid Beis, it says Adam Choshev Hu, and this side, the Maseret Hashas, it says Brachas Yutes Vav Shin Nun. What's Vav Shin Nun stand for? Vishom Nisman. That is where we give the simanim of where it is everywhere else in Shas. Right? That's what the Maseret Hashas is telling you, that on Brachas Yutes, I told you everything. We also have Adam Choshev here on Daf Chaf Ches. Here, let me find it. The bottom?
Like, the halfway through the long lines.
Yeah. Right, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to be healed from goyim because there's a concern that the goy will kill you in the process of healing you. The Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Bar Bachana, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was healed by some guy. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is an Adam Chashov, and as an Adam Chashov, the guy is not going to kill him because it's going to be front page news, and the guy doesn't want to be arrested. No? Yet, this din does not make it to the Rambam. Adam Chashov Shani, you could look, there's no Ein Mishpat letter on it. That means it doesn't make it to the Rambam. The third place where this comes up in Avodah Zarah is Memches Amid Beis. Memches Amid Beis. The Gemara over here is telling us that there's a din that Avodah Zarah creates Tumah. There's Tumah of Avodah Zarah that we treat it like Zivchei Mesim, we treat it like Tumas Mes. That's Memches Amid Beis. And if the Avodah Zarah, if the Asherah tree, let's say, is covering a street so that you can't walk, so then it does not create Tumah. It doesn't create Tumah in that case. The Gemara has a discussion, is this a din L'chatchila, or is it a din bidi eved? So that's a machlokas in the Gemara. One of the Amoraim said, when I walk in this area, I want you to pick me up and run with me. Why should you run with me? It's going to be tahar. Zok the Gemara, Adam Chashav Shani. But if you're an Adam Chashav, you're not allowed to take a leisurely walk under Avodah Zarah. An Adam Chashav has to keep his or her distance from Avodah Zarah. What this means is that in all three cases of Maseches Avodah Zarah, where Adam Chashav appears, the Rambam never quotes it, which again I think is very mistaber because the Rambam is writing a halachic book for everybody. Im Kenim HaDevarim, I think we have pshat in this Rambam by us. Right, what the Rambam is saying is that when the Gemara says that Reb Yehuda Nisiya had to throw the coin backhanded, right? That's only because he's an Adam Chashov, and the Rambam never quotes the dinim of Adam Chashov. Kein Nira Lefi Anias Daiti as the pshat in this Rambam. Hi, Talia.
Then why would he quote stuff about Adam
Chashov
in other areas?
I'm not sure. Right? In other words, if we're right, and I think this Dr. Sternberg, who teaches in Revel, I'm sure Rabbi Kanefogel will know the answer to this if you ask him, right? The Rambam's shita is that he doesn't quote sugyas of Adam Chashav in Maseches Avodah Zarah.
Is it because he wants everyone to be stringent, or just because?
But apparently not. Because in our case, the Rambam is giving us a bigger kula, no? So it's really interesting. I don't know why. We have to research. We have to do more research on that nekuda. Okay, let's go on.
It's also a coincidence that they're all
flats. I didn't hear? What did you say, Shani?
It's also a coincidence that they're all on top. That top, that
mem. It's ches and chaf ches and then mem ches.
Yeah.
Right, so it's always by 20. But daf vav also. Our chiddush is that vav amid beis is the same thing. That's what we're trying to develop. But, okay. Whatever helps you remember it. Fine, the next pieces of Gemara have a machlokas between Abayi and Rava as to why in the Mishnah we aser both lending to Goyim and borrowing from Goyim. Bishlam, lending to a Goy is aser, and lending, by the way, Rashi tells us on Daf Beis, comes in two forms. There's She'ela and Halva'a. Halva'a means I lend money. She'ela means I lend objects. No? If I buy sugar... If I borrow sugar from you, excuse me, you don't expect me to give the same grains of sugar back, ever, right? If I borrow money from you, so the expectation is that if the same dollar bill is around, you'll return the same dollar bill.
It's the opposite. Yeah. She'ila, you give the same
opposite. Oh, I said backwards?
Yeah, the sugar.
So when I borrow sugar, what's the din in that case?
It's money.
What? That's more like a halva'a?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah,
see, that's really is interesting. Okay, yeah, I said it backwards. Correct, thank you. In other words, she'eva, you give the same object back, halva'a, you don't. Because milvah lahotzanit, right? That's what Rashi wrote on Daf Beis. So, how come it's usher both to lend and to borrow? So Abaya says it's a gezeira, and Rava says the whole thing is based on uzal omoda. Now, it could be that the weak point in Rava's argument is what we were saying before. The cheshbon that kulo mishum uzal omoda sounds like the guy is going to be happy that the Jew needed him. Now, if we're talking about an adam chashuv, I could hear why that might be the case. But if we're talking about a regular Jew, a regular Jim or Joan, so then it's harder to understand why the guy would be so happy that a Jew needed him.
It still makes sense, though, like, from their perspective, like, wow, there's the Jews in the community, they're poor, and they're having to need us. Like, even in...
Because the guy expects that the Jew wants to keep distance from the guy, and if the Jew needs the guy is going to be really happy.
Like they're that
desperate. Okay.
Desperate.
I mean, but Bekitzer, the Gemara says this both by She'ela and Halva'a and by Peiraon, and the Gemara makes a Tzrichusa why we need all of these cases. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Gemara has a machlokas between Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim about whether Nifra'in Mehen. Nifra'in Mehen means, is the guy allowed to pay up the Jew? So Rabbi Yehuda says, of course the guy can pay up the Jew. The guy is not happy when he pays up the Jew. And the Chachamim say, one second, he's not happy now, or she's not happy now, but they will be happy later on that they don't have any chovos left. So Frek the Gemara, does this mean that Rabbi Yehuda does not take the future into account? V'atanya, but we learned in Moed Katan Daf Ches, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Isha lo tasud b'mo'ed, mipnei shenivol hula. What is tasud? Like a mask. My mother used to be into this stuff. Like whenever I went to Israel, I'd have to buy the Dead Sea, like salt masks for her. I don't know. Does anyone do this stuff anymore? Is it like a thing?
It's a new thing again, yeah.
It's back.
It's very much back, yeah.
Okay, so there you have it. Now, apparently, it's uncomfortable at the beginning, but then it feels better later on. Is that true, Talia? That's like really uncomfortable at the beginning? I'm assuming that you're the big expert on this.
My campers are not me.
Like it dries, and then you can't move your face up.
Right, you can't move your face. It's like you get like that permanent stuck smile. You feel like you're in pictures for like 2 hours. It's the worst thing, by the way. Pictures by a wedding. Like you have to like smile for hours. It's like, huh?
Your mouth kills.
It's terrible, yeah.
It's not even a real smile at the end.
It's all fake, everything. But
at the beginning, it's also
fake. This is totally not the point. The point over here is that Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Moed Katan by Rabbi Kannerfogel?
Huh?
Can we ask you a question? We're discussing the sugya of Adam Chashuv in Avodah Zarah. If I remember, Dr. Sternberg has some article or his doctoral dissertation that the Rambam never quotes any of these Gemaras about Adam Chashuv in Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
Why would that be like, only in Avodah Zarah that we don't quote Adam Chashuv in them?
Yes, I mean, the problem with Adam Chashuv is the Babashu sugyas are the sugyas, right? There are the
right.
Sugyas all over.
And in the other places the Rambam does quote it. It's
right.
In Avodah Zarah that he
right.
Doesn't.
So... You know, it's the old story. How much of this is Islam Christianity stuff? In other words, is he saying that you know this is only by Obi Avodah Zarah, not by? In other words, he's living in. That's the question. I mean, I'm not so convinced. The Rav wasn't convinced either. But that's what they suggest. I think.
Because the Ram, I mean. All the Gemaras that say it, the Rambam just
right.
Paskins for... I thought the Pashtus is the Rambam's writing a code for most people, and it's not for Choshev people. The code of the Rambam is for
Choshev. No, but I'm telling you, I think the... And what's the Sugi itself? The Sugi itself is dealing with what case here?
So, I mean, we're doing this about a Ritva on... Daf Vavam and Beis, where the Gemara speaks that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya took a dinar kisar nava,
right.
He throw a kalachar yad. Yet the Ram doesn't quote throw a kalachar yad. So we're explaining that the Rambam is saying because Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was an adam chashuv,
right.
And that's how to do a kalachar yad. But for everybody else, you don't. That's the hesber of the Rambam.
So again, the question is. Whether there are differences in halacha. The question is whether there are differences. I mean, it's the opposite. I don't know the answer, but the question is. Are there differences in halacha, in Avodah Zarah between people, l'charonot?
Right.
That's again, I think, his take on Avodah Zarah, that there's
So even though the Gemara makes these differences, the Gemara says that like an Adam Chashuv, when you go to a party, even after 12
right.
months of the Kasana, you're not supposed to eat.
Right, and he leaves all that out here.
He leaves all of these out.
Yeah, I have to look more, but that, again, something is telling me that on these issues, on what is other, Ram doesn't make a number of chilukim here, but okay. Alright, good.
Al-Khazam al-Moed.
Good. Okay, now he's a good singer. That's, then comes the Havzayim with the Yom Eidim one day, right?
So we'll get there. That's actually a Chanukah sugya.
That's a Chanukah
sugya. Because the reason why there's a Yontif of Chanukah is it's the
right.
darkest time of year.
Right.
There's less daylight now,
right.
and it's the end of the month, so there's almost no moonlight.
Right, correct.
So the reason why we light candles. Right?
Correct.
And that's the thing about Adam Harishon will see this. I hope we'll get here this semester. It depends. We only have like 3 shiurim left.
Except, right, Chanukah, therefore, must have a Rosh Chodesh.
Right, the end of Chanukah, at least.
No, there's always a Rosh Chodesh.
There's always a Rosh Chodesh. So at least by the end of Chanukah, you have something at the beginning of the month, right?
So
but the Yontif begins at the end of the month when it's like
so
very dark.
I'll tell you very far. So the Novminsker, I heard this 30 years ago from somebody the Novminsker Rebbe gave this in his boys 30 years ago. He said it like this. Rosh Chodesh is a moed for Noshi, but also for Machos Beis Dovid, because Chazer will come back, So Rosh Chodesh is assuming that Machos Beis Dovid will come back. So that's why, again, no Chanukah in the Mishnah and Shabbos, it is above a comment, but because the Kohanim will be, the Machos Beis Dovid will be Balaidik, the Kohanim were in charge. So therefore, the Dafhob and Rosh Chodesh
to
put them back in the mix. And he quoted a Medrash Rab from this last week's parasha. Chosam chof silecho matcha sher biyadecho. The Tamar asked for the chosam,
right.
the ring, the signet ring, the psil, the cloak, and the mate, the staff. What's the pshat? The chosam is malchus based off it. She wanted to be part of the malchus. The psil is Rabbi Yudai Nasi is based off it. Begin tamal chochem. She wanted to be part of that yichus. And this is the Medrash Rabbah. And the matcha is the mate shel Mashiach, Mashiach ben David. So here's where you know what's going to learn.
Yeah.
When it comes to Malchus Yisrael, so there were kings not from Beis David, you know, in other words, Chashmela, right? And sometimes Beis David, you forget Malchus Yisrael, there were other times there were substitutes. When it comes to Sanhedrin, there were times when the Nasi wasn't Beis David, wasn't Beis David, it wasn't Azariah, or they made them Kohanim again, right? There were a number of them.
I have told you.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not Beis David. Of Matcha Sher Biyadecha, that you never let go. That third Melech Beis David accept no substitutes. So that's a great Musar.
Yeah, it's very nice.
It's anyway, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a 34
years. Yashikaya.
I'm not happy, though.
Okay.
Kvelechem
Chanukah. Good, thank you. Okay, so basically we don't know the answer to why Adam Chashuv doesn't make it. You're having too much fun.
Sorry. It's been a good night.
Okay. There